1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully your day is off to a great start. Yesterday, I got my first massage in like a long freaking time. And I won the silent auction for Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness's silver membership way back. And I finally launched it and I had my first massage appointment yesterday. I'm going to talk more about this with Nick when he comes in later on this morning, but it was very funny. I caught myself passing out like multiple times. And I know like I was like snorting, like because of the way I was laying, like when I was passing out, I was like, and I just tried playing it. I tried playing it off. I was like not playing it off. And eventually I think I just straight up passed out because I knew I passed out because the dude was like, okay, that's all the time we have for today. We're going to get you set up in the beginning. And I was like, what? Oh, crap. Yes, I definitely fell asleep. Nice job. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So I got a very nice email yesterday. And sometimes when we talk about things happening in the community, we don't have all of the sources to confirm whether or not all these rumors are true. And we've been seeing some reports recently about this whole Kroger situation happening in Portage. And it was, there was a bunch of reports online that were saying that Kroger also purchased the Chili's building and that it was going to be coming down and that they're either going to close or relocate to make way for a Kroger gas station. But yesterday I got an email from Jake Young, and apparently he is the manager of communications and PR for Chili's and Maggiano's and a couple of other restaurants who are within the same company. And he gave a really nice update. He was like, we noticed like there were some articles that were posted not only from our site on RKR, but through other local news sources as well that were reporting the same thing. Well, it turns out that's not the case. He said Chili's and Portage is not going anywhere. He said, we appreciate the support over the last few days. But he said the rumors of our restaurant being torn down are untrue. He's like, we're really excited to continue to continuing to serve unbeatable value and hospitality in Portage. And so the good news is that Chili's is not coming down. We thought that's what the case was going to be, and they were going to make way for a gas station. Now, most likely they will be putting some kind of gas station in there. I would have to imagine. But the fact of it being torn down, is just not the case. So luckily Chili's is not going anywhere and you could still get those triple dippers in your. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1986 is the sixth album from Iron Maiden, Somewhere in Time. The album was released after the grueling 331-day world slavery tour from 1984 to 85. It was one of the most expensive records to make, with the bass and drums being recorded in the Bahamas, guitars and vocals recorded in the Netherlands, and the mixing taking place at Electric Lady Studios in New York City. This is one of the coolest Iron Maiden albums. If you don't have it, pick it up, give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Some serious news to talk about here. Potentially massively deadly situation at Allegan High School was averted, luckily, because of it must have been one of two kids. There's reports coming out now that there's a 15-year-old girl who's a former student of Allegan High School who was enrolled online only. And she had basically planned out a mass shooting event. It was chaos. It was going to involve putting a cinder block on the truck. She was planning on taking her mother's Glock, and two full magazines into Allegan. And, and just doing horrible things. Apparently, allegedly, she had only told two people, and we don't know who those people are, but somebody must have made a report because police found out about this last week and immediately went to the girl's house, confronted her, and she apparently, I guess she must have admitted to it because now she's, you know, her bond was set at $75,000. But this is a serious situation. We've got more info on the 1077 RKR app. Again, huge props to whoever reported this, because this would have been absolutely tragic, the things that she was planning on doing. And the police made the arrest last week. But yeah, she's facing possible. She is only 15, but she's being charged as an adult, and she's got charges of safe breaking, which alone is a life sentence. So we'll keep you updated on how this ends up happening. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse, welcoming back to the Prairie Farm Studio our good friend Nick from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. Welcome back, brother.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing great. How's your week been so far?
My week's been good. Hey, I saw you yesterday in the office getting a massage.
Yes, if you guys missed the beginning of the show, I was talking about how I got my first massage at Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. And first off, you got a ton of different people.
I think we've got close to a dozen therapists.
Dude, the dude put me to sleep. I was so relaxed, I just straight up passed out. And I caught myself a few times, but I'm pretty sure at the end of it, I think it was a mix of getting a massage and listening to Tool. Yeah. And I just passed right out. And he was like, all right, that's all we got. And I was like, oh my God, that's already over? I was like, yes, I definitely fell asleep.
Time warp.
Big time. All right. Yeah. So that was great. Thank you again for the entire staff over there. You guys are killing it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We appreciate it. We love to do it. And everybody else is welcome to come.
Well, we are here with the big picks of the week. We're going to take a look, a recap of last week. Lions took down the Browns. And again, this is a week of very close scores.
Oh.
Again, I was off by 4 points. My guess was 38-10.
Oh,
it was
wow.
34-10 Lions. We both won the Lions guess, though. Mm-hmm. Nick, you were off by 3 points with your 30-27 pick for Penn State.
Oh.
It was 30-24.
Okay.
However, unfortunately, Oregon did come in there, so I get the point there. However, you even it up for the week because you got the point guessing the Tigers series would go 1-2 with the Guardians.
Yeah. Hey.
So very nice guess there. So the spread has not changed. It remains at 1. You've got 9 points and I have 10 points. Okay. Now let's get into this week's.
Whoa.
Big picks of the week. Starting off with the Detroit Lions facing off against the Bengals. Bengals have had a hard time really keeping some consistency here.
Yeah.
And they have given up a lot of points.
Yeah, I mean, their defense has been bad since last year, that's for sure. And now they don't have Burrow, so they've right. lost their biggest offensive weapon. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be generous to them this week. I'm going to say they're only going to lose 48-17.
Oh, geez.
I'm actually going to give them some points on this one. 48-17. I'm taking the Lions on this one.
Yeah, I think this is guaranteed big score from the Lions. Just terrible defense. Lions offense has been rolling the last few weeks. I'm also going to hit them with a 40 burger, but I'm going to go an even 40, and I'm going to say that it's going to be 40-13.
Ouch. Yes. Okay, moving on to your big pick of the week.
My big pick of the week is going to be the 49ers versus the Rams. This is a big West Coast matchup. These two teams have started out pretty strong this year. However, the Rams look great. And so they're at home. Last meetup between these two ended in a 12-6 score. And I think that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's not going to be the case this time around. I think it's going to be Rams on top, 27-20.
It's giving them decent amounts of points with the Rams. That's the thing that I'm kind of looking at, too, is that the Rams and the 49ers have stayed pretty consistent with their scoring. Very low scoring, but the Rams are looking good overall. They're looking better than the 49ers. And the 49ers haven't put a ton of points on the board in their game so far this year. So I think you're right, because it is a home game, I think that plays a lot into it. Rams looking really good. I'm going to give it to him as well. 24-10 is going to be my pick for that game. Okay. On to the Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness Big Pick of the Week. We are looking at wild card baseball that has taken place tonight.
Uh-huh.
It is a three-game series between the Tigers and the team that...
they've given us fits all year.
Yes. The Cleveland Guardians. It's a three-game series that starts tonight. There's another game tomorrow and then another game on Thursday. So, Nick, what do you think is going to be the outcome of this?
You know, I would love to see the Tigers come out with some fire in their bellies and pull this one out. But, unfortunately, with the way the season ended, I just don't see it happening. And I think that the Guardians are going to sweep us. And I'm going to get some hate for this, but I think that, they're just going to win it in two.
Well, I will say mine is the exact opposite. I'm actually picking the Detroit Tigers to take the sweep.
Okay.
But it's going to depend. It's going to depend, really, if you think about it. Tonight's game is going to depend on who wins.
Uh-huh.
Because it's very clear it's going to be a sweep one way or the other.
Right.
I think, at least, because Scooble's starting on the mound tonight.
Yep.
He needs to be in true ace form.
Uh-huh.
If they can get the win tonight, I'm feeling pretty good about a win tomorrow, too.
Okay.
But if they don't win tonight with their number one pitcher on the mound, you're going to be taking those 2 points.
Yeah.
For that guess. So that's what I'm going to take. I'm going to hope Detroit can go up against the Mariners, two of my favorite teams in baseball. And then I just look forward to the Mariners winning the World Series. We'll see, though. We'll see how it happens. Right? What's happening at Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness this week?
We're making some upgrades to our wellness memberships. So we're adding on additional training sessions for the higher tiers. They are being changed in their names, too. It's no longer Silver Plus or Gold Plus. It is now going to be Platinum and Diamond memberships. Yeah, look out. They're real shiny.
Crispy.
Yeah. And so we're adding on an extra one or two training sessions to those plans for not much more than they were previously. So you can check those out on our website. It is KZooAthleticWellness.com. Just go to the wellness membership section.
Beautiful. And if you guys want to get in on a little winnings, we've got $20 in Detroit Lions scratch-off tickets, and somebody won $500,000 with one of these tickets. So get in on them right now, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win $20 in Michigan Lottery Detroit Lions scratch-off since we get into another week of great sports action. Go Tigers. Go Lions. Go any team that goes roar, except for the Bengals.
Yeah, right.
They're going meow.